fix it, or is it working?
How do you work it?
I don't think that.
I'm going to type it, I'm going to type. Okay, we'll start from Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. This is Maseches Ksubis. When a couple gets married, you have Erisin and you have Nisuin. In the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, there would be a long pause between the Erisin and the Nisuin. The Erisin, you give a ring and say, Hariat Mukudashisli, that's Kiddushin. Then there'll be and the girl would be living with her parents and the boy would be living with his parents. Then a year later, whatever, then they would have Nisuin. Nisuin is chuppah, hachnasa l'shusa, then they move in together. So there's a din, either it's a din in Atar, a din in the Rabbonim. We learned on the previous daf that it's a machlekes hatanoim, with the ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa, and a machlekes harishainim, had a paskin. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that ksuba is lav deraisa. The obligation to pay ksuba is only with the Rabbonim. The only time there was a machlekes hatanoim where the ksuba deraisa is lav deraisa, but ksuba is besula. If the girl is getting married for the first time, she's a psula, so then some of the Tanoim, and some of the Amaroim, and some of the Rishonim held that the ksuba is a din deraisa, ikir ksuba, that the besula, in the event that the husband divorces or the husband dies, she has the right to collect the ksuba, so the ksuba of Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz is 50 shkolim, because there are 4 zuzim in every shekel. And it says, Nechumish, the source for this whole discussion of the ksuba deraisa, lab deraisa, is the Pasuk in Chumash where it talks about Oynes HaMefata, that one is Ma'anes HaMefata, Naira Besula, has to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Kesef Yishkol Kamar HaBesulas. Because he was Ma'anes HaMefata her, so she's not going to, if she'll marry someone else, she won't be able to get the Ksus Besula. The minig was, this Man Matan Torah, that a girl would get a Ksuba 50 Shkolim, 200 Zuz. So because he was ma'anis and mefata her, and he ruined her opportunity of having such a ksuba, so he has to pay the chamishim shekel ketzef. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So some of the tanoim and some of the amaraim and some of the rishonim paskin, there you have it. The pasuk says that you got to pay chamishim shekel ketzef for a ksuba. And the others say, no, that was the minig bizman matan Torah. The institution of ma'anis and mefata is based on that. The din in the Torah of chamishim shekel ketzef by ma'anis and mefata is based on the minig that existed bizman matner, but that minig is not a din deraisa. That din itself is only with the rabbanah. So we assume that they're both the rabban. Ksubas besula is 50 shkolim masayim zuz, and if an almana girl is getting married for the second time, an almana grusha whatever, she's a beula, so she only gets 100 zuz. So that's for sure only the rabban. That there never was a machlekes hatanoim about. All machlekes only was, as Agmar said in the previous, the only ksuba deraisa lav deraisa is only ksubas besula, ksubas beula, ksubas almana grusha, for sure is only midirabbanan, the 100 zuz. For sure that's only midirabbanan. So now the Mishnah has a discussion. What if a girl was married and she never had bia with her husband? She's married for a year and the husband dies or divorces her and she's still a besula. So when she gets married the second time, is she entitled to get a ksuba masayim zuz because she's still a psula? But they say, no, she had nisuin with the first husband. So the Mishnah says that since it's normal after nisuin to have bia with your wife, if the husband died or divorced her during erisin, minatora the arusa is materis labayla. It's only midirabbanan that arusa asura labayla. The Chumash says after the couple is married, there's a shibut k'sher k'sus v'yoyna. So oyna means there's a shibut to give tashmish amita. So that shibut that is mechuyev to give tashmish amita, that's only after nisuin. During erisin, there's no shibut k'sher k'sus v'yoyna. But is muta b'ishto? Is muta lova al ishto? So in the Rabbanan, they prohibited it. That's the poshim shot. That arusa asur labayla is only with the Rabbanan. We mentioned the Shita Mukuvetzes quotes the Avudram. Avudram wrote a commentary on the Siddur. The main theme of the Avudram is that every phrase in the Tfilas has to be in biblical Hebrew. So he quotes a mocker from Tanakh for every phrase in a bracha, every phrase in a Tfilah. So he comments on the Nusach HaBracha that we say under the chuppah, Birchas Erisin, that the Gemara quoted earlier, a few dafim earlier. Also, Lanas Harus is Hitalanu, how to say, Ashikrishanam, so it's Sivano al Haroyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited us from violating Gilei Aras. Vasalanas Arusas, Yitalanas Anasuas Lanu. So he put it together, B'Nishima Achas, he put it together with Gilei Arayas. So the Avudram understands from the text of the Bracha that Asalanas Arusas is an Issa Derais. And then he goes a step further and he says, Arus Hasur La Baila, and if the Baal is Baal Arus Asai, he's Chayv Skila. Because she's only Mataris La Baila after Nisun. We don't accept any of this. We hold that Arus Hasur La Baila is only Midirabana. The Chiyub Shirksis V'yayna is only after Nisun. There's no Shibur Ayna doing Erisin, but it's Mataris La Baila. The Baal is not Chayv Skila for being Baal Arus Asai. Baal Arus Asai, the base Chamav, is like Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi in Pesachim. One who eats matzah be'erev Pesach is like a Makas Mardis, just like one who's boiled our resources of the Beis Chama. Makas Mardis, if one who violated an Issa the Rabbanon, how can you say that there's a Chiyuv Skila? Boiled our resources of the Beis Chama is not an Issa Skila.
Also, how do you understand the Gemara about in Yehuda where they would be involved that they weren't the one that had a special
heckle? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So the Pasha Peshat is that it was a Din de Rabbanon. And in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted it. Whenever the Chachamim make a Gzeira de Rabbanon, it's only valid if the Tzibur accepts it. A Gzeira that was never niskal by the Tzibur. So in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted it. They felt that it's still muta. They felt that it's still muta. And then in later generations, they wanted to patch it up a little bit. So the more we had before said, in Eretz Yehuda, when they would do Erisin, they didn't have do Nisuin. She's still living with her parents, he's still living with his parents. But in Eretz Yehuda, because they used to be misyached before the chuppah, and sometimes there would be bo'aleho, of course she went to the mikveh, she would be bo'ala. In the days of the Gemara, everybody went to mikveh, the single girls also went to mikveh. You had to go to mikveh because whatever you're going to touch is going to become tameh. If you want to eat karbonis, you want to eat truma. You have to have different dresses, you're going to touch another person, you're going to make everybody tameh. So everybody went to mikveh. And it wasn't a secret. Everybody knew who went to mikveh, didn't want to go to mikveh. They used to wear different dresses. Love should be, they didn't do so. Everyone had to advertise to the whole world whether they're tohar or tummy, because you have to know whether you can, she's going to touch food, touch a chair, sit on a chair, and make everything tummy. It's only after Bizman HaZeh, nobody's eating any chum anymore, nobody's eating any kochum, no one's entering the Beis HaMikdash. The whole issue of going to mikveh is only labailo. So now we keep it a secret. So now no one knows. The public doesn't have to know whether this next door neighbor, whether she went to mikveh or not. And we don't allow single girls to go to mikveh. I'll just encourage them to sin. So today it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is lahasta lel tfilos. She doesn't advertise to the public when she's going to mikveh. So normally on Arusa, so in the days of Yehuda, apparently they never accepted this din de Rabbanan. But the rest of Eretz, so they did. So in Eretz Yehuda, there were Mekaymas where they used to say Birchas Nisuin when they did the Erisin. Why? Because Kalabala Bachasu Labaila Kinida, and they were planning to be Messiah during Erisin, maybe to have Biyah. So then they said the Birchas Nisuin before. They probably didn't repeat it again. When at the end of the year they would move in together, they probably wouldn't repeat again Birchas Nisuin. They already said Birchas Nisuin a long time ago when they had the Erisin. Okay. The practice that we have today, that we have right away, Nisuin immediately following Erisin, and this was changed in the days of the Gaonim, after the days of the Gemara. They moved instead of waiting a whole year in between. Because the girl is an Eshesish, and she's not living with the husband. Even if you hold like Eretz Yehuda, she's Mataris Labaila. But the husband is not there. So it says, just a formula for sin. The woman is an Eshesish, she'll be Mazana Masama, she'll be Ivanisa Skila, she'll be Ivanisa Eshesish, Avlasinov. So the Gaonim changed it, so they moved up to Nisuin right after the Erisin. We have it all the time, back to back. In the days of the Gemara, it was rare. The Gemara says, oh, the Brisa goes in the case that the Kigonshi Kiddush bought the altar. They did the Nisuin right away, right after the Kiddush. That was rare in the days of the Gemara. But as long as everybody does it. But just in order to maintain a semblance of what used to be, that there used to be a long pause of a year in between Erisin and the Nisuin, so Rabbi Natam introduced they should have a hafsoka. A slight hafsoka in between the Erisin and Nisuin. So we read the Ksuba. Why do we pick on reading the Ksuba? You can have a chazan sing a niggun, you can have a rabbi hold a sermon. So the reason why we picked on reading the Ksuba is because the Gemara talks about chupa shena ruya lebiya. Chupa shena ruya lebiya means if the girl didn't go to mikveh, So that's chupa shein ruya lebiya min atara. So the Gemara says you should try to see to it that it should be a chupa ruya lebiya. The kala should go to mikveh before you have the chupa. So the, on the level of the rabban, there's another chupa shein ruya lebiya. If you have a chupa and you hadn't given the girl a ksuba, because the Gemara says later we paskel like Rav Meir, he made a gzera that the husband is not allowed to be baal ishtoi if she doesn't have a ksuba. And if it's on Shabbos, he can't write a ksuba. The Gemara says you have to be atvus a metaltalim. You have to give her a mashkin a metaltalim. But if it's on the weekdays, then you write a ksuba. So because you want to give her a ksuba before the nisu in any way, that it should be a chupa haruya lebiya. Not only on the level of the raisa that she went to mikveh, be on the level of the rabbanon also. So we have to give a ksuba. So the rabbin in time introduced, so you read the ksuba. That'll be the hafsaka. So you should have a little pause in between eris and the nisu and to reminisce about the fact that Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTanakh, there was a long pause in between.
How come Rabbi doesn't say that the Derabbanan was without the Berachas Nisuin? So if they would do the Berachas Nisuin, then it wouldn't be a problem. How come Rabbi says in Yehuda they didn't accept the Derabbanan?
Because they didn't have the Nisuin until later. They said the Bichas Nisuin way before. Yeah, they didn't really have the Nisuin until later.
And maybe some within the approach that it wasn't the Birchas Nisuin that they are bumped
time. That's the question. Whether Kala B'lai Bracha means literally B'lai Bracha, means B'lai Nisuin. The Bracha is not Miyakev. Unclear. So Nachamal, so the Mishnah has a din. Let's say the girl was married and the husband dies during Erison. And they were never together. She's a basula. Even though she was a grusha or an almana, but it's a grusha almana and Erison, so she's still a basula. So when she remarries the second time, she gets a ksuba masayim, a 50 shkol. But if the first time she had nisuin, even if she never lived with the Mishnah, with her husband, so the Mishnah says, Almana or Grusha men anisuin, even though she's a psula, even though the doctors can check and she's swearing on a stack of Bibles, and she's still a psula, so the Mishnah says ksubasa mana. So the Pasha Pshat is like the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, that why is it that the psula gets so much more ksuba than the almana? The ksuba gets ksuba masayim and the almana gets mana. So the Yerushalmi says because the psula has more chen. The Amana, the Grusha, she was previously married. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, if she's an Amana or a Grusha Manani Suin, even though it wasn't Baal Leho, she has less chayin. Since the first husband already had Nisuin with her, even if you know for sure that they weren't together, she's not a Ba'ula, but she has less chayin. So therefore Ksubasa is less. The Pasha Pshat is that it's less chayin. And it's a loy pluger rabbanon, even though she's not a ba'ula at all. There's a very difficult avnei nezer in this connection. There is a gemara in Yevamos on daf nun zayin on the base, where the gemara in Yevamos has it in eish chupa lepsulas. It's the top line on nun zayin on the base. Yesh chupa lepsulas in the Rambam means the following. Tosis has a different shah, but this is how the Rambam learns. Yesh chupa lepsulas means like this. There's a din that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. That's a pasuk on chumash. That a kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. What's the definition of a zayna? So the different opinions in the Tanoim. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that the definition of a zayna is nivolo lepasul lepsulas. If the woman, a Jewish girl, was nivola to a goy, or to a cholol, to a mamzer, to a nosin, so then nivola l'pasul l'psala becomes a zayna. So the Rambam learns pshat in the Gemara, what if a single girl stands under the chuppah with a mamzer? L'shem nisuin. But they didn't do any kiddushin. They're single. The kiddushin, the ishus is not chal. So he says there in Yevamos quotes, there's an opinion in the first parak in Kiddushin, the chuppah kaina. When you do chuppah, the shame Kiddushin has a kavachayma that can create Kiddushin. So Taisus says the Gemara is assuming like that, the chuppah can create Kiddushin. The Rambam says we don't assume like that. We pass a chuppah does not create Kiddushin. Kiddushin, you have to have either kesef, shtar, or biyan. Chuppah doesn't work. Nonetheless, if the girl stands under the chuppah with the, if you stand under the chuppah with a goy, so it probably doesn't count. But stand under the chuppah with a cholol, with a nosin, with a mamzer, so the Rambam learns that's what it means. Yesh chuppah lepsulos, and she's not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. We treat her like a zayna shenivul al apostle of zola. So what kind of a din is that? So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, I would have said that it's only a chumra midirabban. You treat the girl that stood under the chuppah, the shemishus, with a mamzer, as if they were married. Rav Shach writes a Dover Pasha like that. He doesn't write an essay. In the middle of a long essay, he puts in one line. Of course, it's only midirabban. That's the normal pshat.
So you stand under the chuppah
with a mamzer. No, no, it's considered like nivola l'pasla psala. She would have been nivola to the mamzer. She would have had the din of a zainam in atayra. So the pasha pshat is, yesh chuppah l'psulos. If the girl stands under the chuppah with a pasal, and if she would have had beer with him, she would have been a zainam, nivola l'pasla psala, would have been a zainam. Asura b'truma and asura l'kuna. So if she stood under the chuppah, l'shem chuppah, even though it's not kaina, nothing is chal, that's called Yesh Chuppah L'Psulah, so she's Asura L'Kuhuna, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma. So Rav Shach writes just Bahavlo and passing. Of course, it's only a dim of the Rabbanim. There's no way to explain that it's Menatur. So the Avnei Nezer, in the end of the volume on Chelek Eben Ezer, has Chidushim al Adaf on the Mesichtas, and Yevamis and Ksubis and Gitni Chidushim. He writes that it's a Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, that it's a din deraisa. And he writes the Beis Shmuel and puts in parentheses what the Marmokim is, so they don't have a Marmokim. I once looked through it, I couldn't find it. I don't know, I find it hard to believe that it's a din, that it's a din deraisa. So the Avnei Nezer says, where did the Rambam get this from? That this is a din deraisa. He says, he got it from this Mishnah, that if the girl is an almana or a grusha min hanisuin, even though we know that she's a psula, she wasn't nivola to the husband. If it's min hanisuin, so it's considered as if she were nivala. So he learns that this is based on a principle deraisa. Very, very difficult. The pashtus is that yesh chuppah l'psulos is only the rabbanim. And even if you want to hold that it's a din deraisa, it still shouldn't have any shaychus with over here. Even if you hold it's a din deraisa, it's a different reason. There's a din, the Gemara has a machlekes. Gemara doesn't say it's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and Sanhedrin writes that it's a machlekes. What if a man is mishamish be'eva meis? Tashmish means when the eva hazachar is stiff. What if it's not in a stiff position? So the Gemara says that mishamish be'eva meis is not called tashmish. He's not chay malkus, abal hazayno, goyin begrusha, or abal eshesish. If the tashmish is be'eva meis, it's not kisha yagid, so then it's not called the bia. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara. So nonetheless, there's a Gemara in the middle of Saita, where the Gemara says, shachuf, if a man is a shachuf, poisol menachuma, if a man is a mamzer, and he's boal Yisraelis, so he makes her into a zayna asur lakoin. So the Rambam learns, what does a shachuf mean? Rashi and Taisus learn a different shot. But the Rambam learns shachuf means a person who's not healthy and he's not able physically to do kishui ha'ever. Whenever he's going to have tashma, he's going to be mishamish be'ever meis. So nonetheless, the Gemara says pasul menatruma. If he's a mamzer cholol nasin nochri and he's boala Yisraelis, so she's called nivola l'pasul. So how can it be nivola if mishamish be'ever meis is not called tashmish? And the pashup shat in the Rambam is that's a din deraisa. I'd explain that. So it could be, perhaps, that the pshat is the following. The true, for let's say, abuala mamzeres to be loike, you have to have a maise bia. Abuala shishish to be chayv misa, gili arayis, you have to have a maise bia. Over here, nivola l'pasala psala, apparently that's what the Rambam's learning, the chid in the Gemara, that you don't need a maise bia. If you have a maise ishus, that's enough to declare that she's nivola l'pasala psala. So if a man doesn't have the ability to do tashmish be'ever b'kisha yever, he can only do be'ever meis when his eva azachris is limp, it's not erect. So if that's all they can do, so that's called a Maisa Ishus. Even though it's not a Maisa Bia, it's a Maisa Ishus. So the Rambam learns Shat, the Rashi and Taz learn a different Shat in the Gemara. But the Rambam learns this Chiddush, that even though Mishamish Beva Meis, usually in Kala Tarakula, it doesn't count. It's not called a Bia, but over here it's a Maisa Ishus. So based on that Rambam, I can perhaps understand what the Avnei Nezer said on this Rambam, that Yesh Chupa L'Psulis is a Din D'Araisa. I could understand that maybe, that standing under the Chupa is a Maisa Ishus. Normally, what do you do? First you get married, you do Kiddushin, and then the Oris Bata Arusasa stand under the Chupa, and standing under the Chupa is a deepening of the Ishus. Till now she was only Arusa, now she becomes a Nesua. Standing under the chuppah, maybe the Rambam understood that that's called a Maisa Ishus. And Nivala L'Pasla P'solo makes the woman into a Zaina, Asura B'Truma, and Asura B'Kahuna, not allowed to marry a Kayin. Don't have to have Bia. Even Mishamish Beva Meis is also Shachuf, his P'solo Menat Truma. So all you need is a Maisa Ishus. And maybe that's how the Rambam, I could even understand that what the Avnei Nezer quotes in the name of this Beis Shmuel, even though I don't know where the Beis Shmuel, I don't know if it really exists. I could even go for that to understand that Yesh Chupa L'Psula should be a Din D'Araisa. That top line on Nun Zayinam Beis should be a Din D'Araisa. Why? Because she did, the girl had a Maisa Ishus with the Mamzer, with the Cholol. So a Maisa Ishus with a Puzzle is enough to Asa, just like Mishamish Beiv and Meis is a Maisa Ishus, even though it's not a Maisa Bia. But to say that it's based on our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is telling me a Din D'Araisa, that whenever a girl has Nisuin, it's considered like Nivolo. Mechateisa. Well, why should there be such a Din? The Avnei Nezer says it, that that Din D'Araisa over there is based on this Mishnah over here. That Almana, or a Grusha, and a Nisuin, even though we know Bavada, Shaloi Nivolo, he treat her like Nivolo. What do you mean, treat her like Nivolo? This is Mishum Chino. This is Aloi Plug D'Rabbana. This is not based on Pashtus. This is not based on a Din D'Araisa.
A woman that has Maisa Ishus with somebody, her ksuba would still be 200?
That's what we were talking about the other day. Let's say a woman was Nivolo Shaloi Kedarka. So a woman, he said, Agamari Kedushin in the first parak, if she was Nivolo Shaloi Kedarka, so will the next one, let's see, she's still a Naira Hamarasa, Besula is Beskilo. If a Naira Hamarasa is not a Besula, then it's not Beskilo. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. He said, if she was nivolo shaloi kedarka, well, the one who has tashmish with her later, will he be chayv skila or just be chayv chenek? And then someone else raised an issue: if she was nivolo shaloi kedarka, does she get oynes mefata money or not? If she was previously oynes mefata, is only she's a psula. What if she was nivolo shaloi kedarka? The Rashi said beferish that she does get, and other rishonim learned that it's not necessarily so. She may not get. That's a question. What about over here? What if the girl is Nivolo Shaloi Kedarka? She was single, Nivolo Shaloi Kedarka, now she gets married. And I started to look this morning in the Tosefta, I couldn't find it. But my impression was when we started this topic, I thought for sure that it's only going to be Ksubasa Mana. I thought it won't be Ksubasa Masam, even though she is a Psula. Physically, she has the Psula. But she already had Tashmish, I thought for sure that that would be Ksubasa Mana. I think so, that Machlaikas Hatanaim in the Mishnah only is where the Mukha says, if a girl, let's say, was in an accident and the Bistulim broke due to an accident, but there was no Maisa Tashmish with anybody. So that's a Machlaikas Hatanaim. If a girl is a Bogeris, he reaches the age of 12 and a half, so it's not, she's not a full Bistula. In what way she's not a full Bistula? So there was a strange Machlaikas, Rashi and the Rabbein Chananel keeps on repeating himself several times in the Masichta, what happens when the girl becomes a Bogeris. The Pesach Na'ul is a little less. It's a little bit Pesach Pasuach, or there's no Dam. What's going to change? So something changes. That's why there was a discussion whether Kain Gadol says, Hu Ishu B'Besulah Yikach. Kain Gadol has to marry a Besulah. So the Gemara says, Kain Gadol shouldn't marry a Bogeris. Has to marry, but if the Kohen Gadol is 65 years old and he has to get married, he has to marry a girl 12 years old. He can't marry a girl 12 and a half years old. Well, that's very uncomfortable. If he's married already, and then he appointed him as Kohen Gadol at the age of 65, that's not a problem. Doesn't have to get divorced. Even if he married an Almana, a Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. A Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Almana. Let's say Kohen Hedid marries an Amana, and then later on they appoint him to become the Kohen Gadol. So that's not a problem. He married her Behetta. That's the Mishnah in Yevamos. Daf Samach, I think. Samach Aleph, I think. That if he married a Behetta, so he remains Behetta, even though now he's a Kohen Gadol. There's no problem.
Why
by Soita? I mean, why don't you say, since she vinisis lebaila beheter, so she should remain muteris lebaila? Yeah, that's a chiddush, that's a gzeiras hakosuv. When you have a full ishus, then the ishus is mata the isha lebaila. If she was muteris from the very outset, she remains muteris. Every soita should remain muteris lebaila. Every soita actin should become asur albaila. She should remain muteris since at the time he got married, it was beheter. So that's a gzeiras hakosuv in itma'o, that the ishus now becomes incomplete. The ishus of the soita labaila, once she's been zana tachas baila, ishus usually contains two parts to it. Eisa lekuli alma and a heta labaila. So the soita, the woman is zana tachas baila, says in the pasuk, vinitma means that the ishus is partially broken. So you only have an ishus that asa zakuli alma, you no longer have an ishus that's mata labaila. If you would have said the ishus remains intact, like the Kohen Gadol marries an almana, even when they appoint him as a Kohen Gadol, the ishus is a full ishus. So since the ishus started off the heta when he was a Kohen Hedyot, so she remains Mataris Labayim.
Kohen Gadol marries a 35 years old.
No, but the Gemara says that he can't marry a Bogeris. A Machlek Zatanaim. He's allowed to marry a Bogeris. Why? Because a Bogeris is not a full Bistula. Something is missing. A full Bistula has Pesach Dochuk, and there's dam besulim. And when she becomes a bogeres, machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel, one aspect of the besulim is going to be missing. So that's why one Tana holds a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bogeres. So if the Kohen Gadol was married at the age of 25, and he's still married, happily married to his wife, so there's no problem. He's married to a bogeres. When he got married, it was beheter. But now if his wife dies, he's 65 years old, his wife dies, and he wants to remarry. So now he's a Kohen Gadol. Now he's not allowed to marry a Bogeris.
Bogeris is only a certain amount of time, though. After that,
Bogeris, after 12 and a half for the rest of her life, she's a Bogeris. The Naira is only 6 months. Yeah. First, she's a Ktana. Then, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, she's a Naira. And then, the rest of her life, she's a Bogeris. So the Kohen Gadol, if he loses his wife, he's going to marry a little girl. He's going to marry a baby. He's going to marry like a grandchild. It's not mistam, so he maybe has to step down from being Kohen Gadol. Does it help? Does it help if he steps down from being Kohen Gadol? Once you're Kohen Gadol, you retain the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol forever. You can remove the title of Kohen Gadol, but the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol is still going to have. So that's the question. What does he do? What does he do if he loses his wife? Can't remarry. Even if he steps down from being Kohen Gadol, that's a good problem. I don't know.
Wait, so Rebbe, so why can't we say that Abinezer's Pshad in our Mishnah also over here? The Kobo's and Maisi Ishos. So then, if there was a Maisi Ishos, then the Kobo is close to 100. So since by the Almana or the Grusha, right, they had the Kobo of the choice, that was the Maisi Ishos, and now they get a Mana.
In Maisi Ishos, that's what I'm saying. That's my Pshad, Maisi Ishos.
So Abinezer. So the Abinezer saying that it's totally on our Mishnah, you know?
Could be. I don't know. Pashim Shat in the Mishnah, like the Rashba quotes from Yishalmi. She has less chain, and that's why there's less ksuba. You don't have to give such a fancy. You don't have to elevate it to the level of the Raisa. The Mishnah is telling me the whole din. We pass on all the ksuba is only the Rabbanan. The whole ksuba story is only with the Rabbanan. So to say that this element of the halacha is based on a principle of the Raisa, Pashta says that it's not. Yeah.
And how about according to that name that
also, ksubas deraisa by a psula, yeah, by a beula not, and they made a loy plug rabbanon on pipash. They made a loy plug rabbanon that she has less chen, so the hefka bezna hefka. So they took away the ksubas deraisa that she has. I don't see that you have to say that the Mishnah is based on a principle deraisa. That's a big chiddush. Yeah.
Say an ksuba has less chen.
Yeah.
It means like the one who's marrying her is less interested, or what it means somehow.
Yeah.
She's not changed it. It's not that it changed her, it's just that someone would be less interested in marrying her.
Right, yeah. Naira Basula is Yalas Chain on the husband. He's very in love with her. So very in love is that she was never Nivola before. She was Nivola before, even if she was never Nivola, but she was Nisus, the Gemara says it's going to be less chayn. Yisham is going to be less chayn. So she gets less ksubin. Yeah. Yeah, so this din that Nivola, I would think, I didn't find it yet, I would think that if she was Nivola Shaloi Kedarka, my guess would be that she only gets ksuba mana. I don't think she gets ksuba masai. What if she was a mukaseitz? She was in an accident, whatever, she was bicycling or whatever, she fell down on a mountain, and she hasharas psulim without any maisa tashmish. So that's a machlekes rameh nechachamim, whether ksubasa mana or ksubasa masai. Yeah, how do we paskin? We paskin against Rav Meir that she only gets ksuba mana. What's the definition of a gadol and a katan here in the Mishnah? Usually, a gadol means after 13, and a katana and a gadol means after 12. A gadol and a gadol. Here in the Mishnah, it means the age 9 and the age of 3, because a katan less than 9 is embiyasa bia. A katana less than 3 is also embiyasa bia. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. Hagadol shaboa laktan of katan shaboa lakdol is embiyasa bia. So she was not nevela. So that for sure is ksubasa masai. And the mukaseitz had asharas psulim. So that's why there's a machlekes satanai. What does the Gemara have a machlekes on Amud Beis? A machlekes Rabbi Shmuel goes on for a while. What's the din if it's a katan habo ala gdoila? Is it dina ki mukaseitz or not? What's the shot? Why should it be dina? What's the issue? Whether yes or no? So Rav HaRishonim learned, we're going to learn like Tesis, the top Tesis, on Yud Aleph and Beis. Rav HaRishonim learned, we're talking about a case that the Katan Shabbat HaGdolah did not accomplish Asherah Psulim. If he caused Asherah Psulim, he says, Mam Shem Mukaseitz. So what are they fighting about? We're talking, did not do any Asherah Psulim, Poshim Shad. And nonetheless, that's a Machlekes Amarayim. One of them holds, it's like a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. It's less Chayn, Sof Kol Sof. There was, the cotton was Boal Agdailo, so there was something that looked like a Maisebiyah. So that's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, yeah. So we paskin ein mukaseitz bebosa. There was no Hasharas Psulim, and I'll be din and say beyosabiyah. So it's garnish me garnish. We paskin that it does not count. Okay.
Yeah. See what the cotton did? It was like an Aver Mason, it was like a Maisebiyah, and that's why it goes down the valley of the same?
Alpidin is not called Maisisha because he's younger than 9. Doesn't count at all. Younger than 9 is Ebi Osadiyah. Younger than 9 doesn't count. Yeah. So the Poshim Shat, the Rav HaRishonim say like the top Tesis. We're talking about a case where there was no Hasharas Psum. That's a Poshim Shat. Okay. Then the Gemara has a new Shaila. What's the din? A man married a girl and he thought the girl was a Basula. Then it turned out she misled him. Turns out she was a Ba'ula. So the Mishnah has such a discussion. Mishnah later has. Man married the girl. And he comes the next day and he tines Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. The Mishnah on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. The husband knows his Isha v'le Matzala Psulim. So she says, Misher is tanin and nasty. And he says, I don't know about that. Loiki. Loiki means loikach. Loikach. Elachaloi rasta vaya mikri mekachtois. He says, maybe she was nivola before, and it's a mekachtois. So what does it mean, mekachtois? So the Gemara has a machlekes amarayim. Whether the word rava, the same amarayim, it changes mind. But it's machlekes amarayim. So some learned mekachtois from Masayim. So it's not entitled to Masayim Zuz, but a Bawula gets married is entitled to Mea Zuz. So for sure it's a mekachtos. The eshi was nivola before the marriage with his husband. So for sure it's a mekachtos from $100. And Rabbi finally comes to the conclusion that that doesn't read well in the Mishnah, that the phrase mekachtos means kiddushet tois. That she gets nothing. Mekachtos means veloklum. You don't get anything. Why don't you get anything? Why should I say kincha becheskas psula v'nimtzes be'ula? She doesn't get any ksuba at all. What is that based on? So that's a Mishnah later. We already discussed it a little bit. Mishnah talks about a man who marries a woman. Mm-hmm. is the Mishnah's ayin base on a base. The Mishnah has Hamikadosh Esli Shal Marashein Aleh Nedar. He makes a Tanai. Hariyat Mukadosh Esli. The Mishnah ayin base on a base. Hariyat Mukadosh Esli Ala Tanai that you don't have any Nedar. We didn't saw Aleh Nedar. It turns out later on there were Nedar. So the Mishnah says Ain Mukadoshes because there was a bit La Tanai, so it's not Chal. What if Kinsa Stam? He didn't make any Tanai at all, no condition. Then it turns out she has Nadarim, she has sicknesses, she's taking pills all day long, she has major problems, which she never told him about before he got married. So Kinsa Stam, but didn't saw Nadarim. He didn't make any Tanai at all, but she misled him into believing that she's healthy and normal and she has nothing unusual about her. He told him all of his conditions. She never said any of her conditions. So the Mishnah says, Teitze shaloi b'ksuva. Teitze means he has to give her a get. If he doesn't want to be married with her, he has to give her a get. But he doesn't have to pay her any ksuva. So the Gemara asks me, manavshach. If it says Teitze, it sounds like he needs a get. It means that it's not kiddusha tois. Then it says you don't pay ksuva. It means that it's kiddusha tois. So the manavshach. If it's kiddusha tois, he shouldn't have to have a get. The second half of the Mishnah is the same problem. Mishnah has the first white line on the page, and I'm based on the base. And the Mishnah, Al Marashein Bo Mumin, it's a Bo Mumin. He says, Hariyam Mekudesh Esli, if you don't have any Mumin. He says, no Mumin. I'm perfectly healthy. He's wearing clothes. He doesn't know. So, Nimso Bo Mumin, Ainim Kudesh. He made it tonight. So the Kedushin is not Chal. He doesn't need a get. What if Kin says, Tam, he didn't make it tonight? She misled him into believing that she's healthy. Then it comes out, it's a plastic leg, and it's a plastic arm, and it's a glass eye. Everything is fake, false teeth. Everything is fake, nothing is normal there. Kim says, Taminim, so Bo Mumin, she's full of Mumin all over the place. So again, it says, Teitze Shaloi B'Ksuba. Teitze means he need a get. And Shaloi B'Ksuba, it's a Kiddush Toys, he doesn't have to pay B'Ksuba. But you don't say Kiddush Toys, that he doesn't have to give her a get. So the Gemara asked that Kasha, and I give him on his base, about 10 lines from the top. When the lines are still narrow, so the Gemara says, Kitchastam, what does it say? Kitchastam, Kinsastam, Teitze Shaloi B'Ksuba, Ksuba Hu Dola Baya, Hagita Baya, the last narrow line, on the Afayin Ayin Gimel on the base. Hagita Baya, he doesn't pay Ksuba, but he has to give a get. Frag the Gemara, Maishna Ksuba Dolo Baya, he doesn't have to pay Ksuba, why Dama? It's a Kiddushitoy, so he has to be Nisha Nadranis. He doesn't want to be married to a woman, has so many restrictions. He doesn't want with mumin. So what does he need to get? Same question by the mumin and by the nedarim. Same question. So the Gemara gives two answers. Shaila, how we pass them. You're right. And the need for the get is only midirabba. What if he marries a girl, turns out she has an ingrown toenail? So he's going to say the kiddush and anatcha. No. Means a major mum, a major, he has a nether not to eat raspberry ice cream. So that doesn't bother him. It means a nether that makes life difficult. She has a mum that makes life very, very uncomfortable, makes her life miserable. Talk about a mum guttle. We're talking about a nether, a major nether.
Oh, she has a mum and she doesn't realize it.
She doesn't, I mean, she made an innocent mistake.
She's not aware. It's a major mum, but
she didn't realize that other women don't have that moment. She thought that's a normal body.
She thought that's a normal thing.
I don't think it makes a difference. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not that Kedushin is not chal because she fooled him. Not because she fooled him. This is not the merchandise, huh?
It's like that from the Gemara. It's not because she fooled him.
Not because she fooled him, no.
Because it's a fact. It's a fact.
Yeah, because a normal woman is like this and she's not normal. Even she doesn't realize that other women don't have this chisam. But she has the mum, so it's not. So Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda, the first one, they say the get is only midirabbanan. Get is only midirabbanan. And Rabbi Amar, on the second white line on Ayin Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Amar, no, you don't have to say that the get is only midirabbanan. The Tana Sepuki Mesafkele is Mesupik. Is it really Kedusha Tois or not? So Gabi Mamayna, you go Lekuli, Samoy Tzemachaber Olav Haraya. If there's a suffix, whether the Kedushin is a tois or not, so misafik kamoy to machaber olav harai, the husband is muchzak on the money, so he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Gabi yisura lechumer, suffik get, the suffik isa, suffik deraisa lechumer, so he need to get. Fine. So that's the discussion in the Gemara. So the only time you say, if nimtza ba'kinsa stam, a man married a girl stam, he didn't discuss whether they have any woman, but it's self-understood. He thinks he's getting a normal girl without major hang-ups with Nadarim. She's not so restricted in what she can do, what kind of style of living she's going to have, and no major problems with any woman. We're not talking about ingrown toenails or something like that, or a scratch. She has a scratch under her arm. So the scratch will get better in a week. We're talking about a major woman, a major neder. So now, in our daf, the Gemara has a shayla. We paskin la'alocha against Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds an amukah seitz is ksubos mosayim. We paskin amukah. So according to Reb Meir, amukah seitz is ksubos mosayim. So if kitcha v'cheskas besula v'nimtzas amukah seitz, ksubos mosayim. So how can it be? There's no kiddush toys. Even if you would know that she's a mukah seitz ksubos mosayim. So the Gemara says you can't say that that's a mekach toys. But we don't paskin like Reb Meir. We paskin in a mukah seitz is ksubasa mana. If he knew about it in advance, so what if he wasn't told? He didn't know that she was a mukah seitz. Let's say she didn't know either. Either she fooled him or she didn't realize either. And then it turns out later on, he marries a girl thinking she's normal. Comes out she didn't have psulim, she's a mukah seitz. Would you consider that a kiddushet toys? Maybe that's like an ingrown toenail. Maybe that's like a scratch, a scar that's going to get better in a month. So that's not a major mum.
It's because of pain.
Yeah.
So pain is not a major.
So that's the question. What if it's, we assume that a mukah seitz has less pain than a real besula? That's why it's ksubasa mane instead of ksubasa masayim, like a ba'ula. So do you really treat it like a ba'ula? The kitcha b'cheskas besula v'nimtzas ba'ula, that's a machlekes amaroyim. How do you read the Mishnah? We just read the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis. So the Mishnah said, the husband tainis, maybe she was nivola before erisin, or yimikri mekach tois. So one Amara says, no, mekach tois mi masayim. It's not a mekach tois legamre. Kitcha b'cheskas besula v'nimtzas ba'ula is not such a major mum. If she has memesh, false teeth and false arm and false leg, that's a major mum. Kitcha b'cheskas besula v'nimtzas ba'ula nitazo gefela. So we don't pass like that. We pass like Rava's maskana, Hodebe Rava, Rava back that. No, kitcher becheske psula v'nimtzas ba'ula is mekach tos legamri mashma. If she turns out to be a ba'ula, that's a major mum. So then he doesn't pay the ksuba at all. But what if she's nimtzas mukaseitz? See, if you hold like Rav Meir, mukaseitz b'osam asayim, so he can't say it's anything. He can't say it's a major mum. Shad, if you hold like the Rabban. So that was two lashanis in the Gemara. So first the Gemara thought, first version of Rava was a kitcha becheskas psula v'nimtzas mukaseitz is according to the Chachamim of the Rav Meir is like kitcha becheskas psula v'nimtzas ba'ula. That is mekach tos legami mashma. Then the Gemara backs out from that. It doesn't make any sense. Sure, a mukaseitz is not the same as a psula. It's only going to be ksubasa mana. But you don't say that it's such a major mum. It's like a scar or something. It's going to get better in a month or two. It's like an ingrown toenail. It's going to get better. So that's not called. That's not such a major mum. That should be considered kiddushei toyes vis-a-vis the ksuba. So that was all discussion in the Gemara. How exactly do you do nisuin? So when we started that base, we discussed the different opinions. What's the definition of nisuin? An arusa is an eshes ish, just to review again. An arusa is mekudeshes. A boy gives you the kes of shtarabiyah. We prohibit it, midi rabbanan, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Rav manger aman the mekadesh bebiyah, Rav give makas mardis, if anyone would practice kiddushet biyah. So that's out of the running. So we don't permit kiddushet biyah. Then the Rambam writes, kvandogu koliso, so we're left with either kiddushet kesef or kiddushet shtar. Then the Rambam writes, Kvandogu koliso lekadosh bekesef. The minig by the Orthodox Jews is that we choose to do kiddushe kesef, and explains why. Because kiddushe shtar, for sure, is Torah shebichzav. Kiddushe kesef is Torah shebalpeh, and the karoim never accepted. All the different karoim never accepted kiddushe kesef, because learned that kicha kicha misteyafra. So to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah shebalpeh, that's what the Rambam says, Kvandogu koliso lekadosh bekesef. Our meaning is that we choose dafke to do we do dafke kedusha kesef. So you give a ring, shove a kesef, say ariyam kodesh asli, that's the erison. So the arusa is called the neshes ish, shelo bebeis habal. When it says b'chipa ba'do b'yad beisa, the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married, and he says vidui b'chipa ba'do b'yad beisa, says vida ani ubeisi, that's referring to his wife. So the Gemara says there in Yuma, daf yud gimel, b'chipa ba'do b'yad beisa, he has to be married with nisuin. He's only married with erisin, that's not sufficient to be called beisa, because the nisua is an eshes ish b'beis habal. Arusa is an eshes ish aloi b'beis habal. And the nisua, the definition is an eshes ish b'beis habal. So how do you do nisuin? How do you do erisin? We know. Minatara either kesef ishtar abiyah, then with the rabbanon they cut out biyah, then the Raman cut out shtar because of the karoim. So we're left with kesef. How do you do nisuin? So the Gemara never says. So there were different opinions. How do you do nisuin? So the Rambam's opinion, we saw the Ran on the first daf in Ksuv, is the Ran on the Rif, quoted the Rambam, the way to do Nisuin is either, after having done Erisin, either you do Bia L'Shem Nisuin, or you do Yichud L'Shem Nisuin, Yichud with no one else in the room. So the Ran asked, when we learned that, our base, when we started, so someone right away asked the Kasha from this Braisa, on the bottom, the last two lines, on Yud Aleph on the base, the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tana Rabbana, Kinsa Rishon L'Shem Nisuin. This girl was previously married, she had Nisuin, but we know that she never had Bia with the first husband. The Yesh L'Edim Shaloi Nistaro. There are Edim she never had Yichud with the first husband. Inami Nistaro. Or she had Yichud. Velo Shuasa Kadei Bia. She wasn't in the Yichud room. Usually after the Chuppah you go to the Yichud room. They weren't in the Yichud room enough time to have beer. It's physically impossible. She clearly didn't have beer. So it says, Ein Hasheni Yochalit in Tainus Pesum Shari Kinsa Arishon. When the second husband, that was the Mishnah says, this, how much is the Ksuba? So it says if the girl, even though the girl was a Besula, but she's an Almana or a Grusha, Min Hanisuin, so whenever it's an Hanisuin, so it's only Ksubas Almana. Yerushalmi said because less chen. Sure. So the Braisa gives an example. How was she in Nisua? He was Kinsa Harish and she had Nisuin. Kinsa means Knisa, there was Nisuin. There was no Yichud and there was no Bia. So the Ran asked the Kasha and the Ramam. The Ramam says the way to accomplish Nisuin is either Bia L'Shem Nisuin or Yichud L'Shem Nisuin. Here you had neither. How can she be called Shari Kinsa Harish? There was no Nisuin. That's how the Ran rejected the Ramam. It's a pella and the Rama. What's the Rama going to do with this price? It's beferish against the Rama. You have to say that the definition of Nisuin is something else. It doesn't have to be Dafke Bia or Yichud Aroy Lebia. So you say Batekin, or you say standing under the Chuppah, or you say when they go home later, whatever it is. But you can't say that it's Dafke Yichud or.
Rabbi, if according to Moscona, we say that you don't have to trust the Edomists, or so maybe they did have Yichud.
No, but the Edom are testifying she was Mamish of Besula. There never was Yichud. Not that you don't have to trust the Edom. Yeah. Since there was an Nisuin, so that's the Loi Plug Rabban. Whenever there was Nisuin, so there's less Chayim. So we know there's less Chayim, even though she's 100% of Besula. So this Brisa contradicts the Rambam. That was the Kasha, okay? That was the Ram's Kasha in the first half. The Rambam claims the way to make Nisuin, the way to make Erisin is you give Kiddushi Kesef. And then you have Nisuin later. So how do you do Nisuin? So the Rambam doesn't believe in Badekin and he doesn't believe in standing under the canopy. He says either means Bia L'Shem Nisuin or Yichud Aroy L'Bia. They're together in a room, Yichud Aroy L'Bia. So the Ran asks against the Rambam, it's Beferish against this price of the last two lines on Yud Aleph on the base. It says, Kinsa Harishon, she had Nisuin. Kinsa Harishon, L'Shem Nisuin. First husband had Nisuin. But there are Edom, Shaloi Nistara, Inami Nistara, Velo Shasa Kadei Bia. So she never had Tashmin, she never had Bia with the first husband. It says, nonetheless, Shari Kinsa Harishon, since it was Nisuin, Suksabasa Mana, that's the Loi Plug Rabban. So you see the fairies that it is called Nisuin, even though there was no Bia, there was no Yichud Aroy L'Bia.
Time for Bia necessarily. They couldn't be while they're in the
Yichad Arai, but you don't need the amount of time. So is that called Yichad Arai? Okay. Got to say something. Better than nothing. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara had this shayla in the top line. Oh, my Rabbi. So Rabbi made a comment. Zos Omeres, Kintze B'cheskot P'sula. Here the Eidim tell the Chassan that the girl 100% is a P'sula. So it says, Kintze B'cheskot P'sula, V'nim says B'ula, Yesh La K'suba Mona. Why? Because Ein Hashem Yochalitin Tainas P'sulim. What in Ein Hashem Yochalitin? He was told that she's a psula. But once she's an almana or a grusham and an isuin, so it's ksubas almana. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So it says he has to pay, even though later on it turns out he has a tainas psulam. He tainas, it turns out that she was a ba'ula. So you see from here, kitcha b'cheskas psula, the Adam said the girl is a psula. And then he has tainas psulam, he sees that she was a ba'ula. So she wasn't nivala from the first husband, she was nivala prior to marrying the first husband. So you see from here, the Yeshla Ksuba, and that was a machlokes before. And we hold that when the Mishnah says, Vayamikhi Mekach Toes, when the husband thinks maybe she was Achalai Rastech, she was Mazana before Kiddushim, Vayamikhi Mekach Toes, we saw Mekach Toes Legami Mashma, like Nimtzo Lea Mumin, Shemija Mumin, that you say it's a Mekach Toes, he doesn't have to pay a penny. So you see from here, if the girl turns out to be a ba'ula, it's not such a major mum. Not such a major mum. So Samer, so in this Bryce is a raya, kitsha b'cheskus, kinsa b'cheskus, so the name's a ba'ula, yesh lo k'suba, mana we paskan ein lo k'suba. Anyway, so the Gemara says, don't you see from this Bryce, the Edom say that the girl is a psula. And it says he can't have any tainas psula, because he's only paying mana anyway. So you see, the name says ba'ula, is not a mekach tos. And we paskan that it is a mekachtos. What are you going to do with this braisa? So Rav Ashi answers back, Rabbis Taino. Rav Ashi Yama, no, B'yam, Aluyol, May Malach, Leis, Laklal. That's how we paskan. Kitcha, B'cheskos, P'sula, V'nim, Tz, B'ula, is mamish a mekachtos. He has to give a get, L'chumra, Mid, Rabbanon, Supukim, Misafkalei, one or the other, the two opinions on Daffa, and Gimel on days. But as far as the moment is concerned, we say that it's a mekachtos. Avushani, Hachashari, Kinsa, Risha. Because she was, since she was Nesua, so here it's toned down. Here it's not called the Kedusha Tos, vis-a-vis the Ksuba. But if it would have been a normal case, she was never previously married, a normal case, he thought she was a Psula, and it turns out that she's a Bula, then it's the way we paskin, that it would be a Kedusha Tos. So then the Gemara says, this answer the Rav Ashi gave was given twice. When they asked from the Mishnah, and when they asked from the Braisa. So the shaila is, can Rav Ashi's answer really fit into the braisa? The last two lines, you're talking, Adam testified bevadois that the girl is still a basula. So how can you say that he knew in the back of his mind she may be bula, but the Adam testified? So the Gemara has one version. Maybe Rav Ashi only gave this answer. Maybe it's only a reasonable answer to the matre, Rabba's raya. Rabba wanted to prove kitcha b'cheskos psula v'nimtzus ba'ula is not such an major mum, so maybe his answer was good on the Mishnah, but on the Raif and the Braisa, that Adam Amish testified. So the Gemara says the last two lines before the Mishnah. Maybe Mandatani Lo Amas Nisan, Mandamasi Lo Amas Nisan, the one who gave the conversation between Rabbi and Rabashi was regarding the Mishnah of Allah Braisa, maybe in connection with the last two lines on the Daf, the Braisa, Lo Mishim Namati Amala, no, Adam Samchi, but the Adam testified that she was a Psula. So maybe over there, you can't give that answer. That's the shayla. That's the shayla. Can you prove? We don't know this. The last two lines on Amud Beis is a braisa. We don't know how reliable braisas are. The Gemara says you can't ask Akasha if it's not a Tosefta that was approved by a Priya Raboshio. So it could be that it's Mishabeshto. It could be that it's not correct. So we have a braisa. It doesn't appear in the Tosefta. So from the braisa it sounds like kitcha b'cheskos psula, v'nim says b'ula the kedusha nachal. So the Gemara has one version: is even though the Yadim testified to him that she's ula, but he knows she already had nisuin from before, so that's not such a big mum. Then the other version, the Gemara says no, that the answer is only valid on the Mishnah where there are no Yadim. Aval Abraisa, Lunjan Matya, no, Adim Samchi. So how can Rav Ashi give an answer on the Braisa? Okay. So the two of the Shinas in the Gemara. Very good. Okay. Not such a significant Daf Gemara. Okay.
He should have known that she was
under Aiden. Not he should have known. Aiden come, we're sitting, we have a bezin. Does anybody have any issues? They want to, two people come and they want to testify, the sun is shining. They say, go fly a kite. It's irrelevant whether the sun is shining or the sun is not shining. We might not get mina. If you have a din Torah, you want to know whether you give Einish Misa, a Malkus, a Mammon. So you say, we want to be Mekabalators. What are you Mekabalators? The girl is a psula. He has a doctor's note that the girl is a psula. You're not Mekabalators. The Edom up to Edom come, but it's not called Kabbalah Sadis Bishnei Bezen. You're not Mekabalators if it's not relevant. It's not relevant. It's going to be Ksubasamana anyway. Even if she would be a Ba'ula, it's going to be Ksubasamana. So there he said, they're testifying. What do you mean testifying? It's not Chal HaGod of Sadis on this. I've got to say this has to be Bifnei Bezen. This Bezen's not going to be Mekabal these Aedes.
What if he's one of the Aedes? What if he's one of the Aedes? He was at the Chuppah, he saw that the guy dropped it under the Chuppah, there was no Rudy Bia. Does she get him out of time? Or is it doing half solid now? If this is a Chuppah, it has got the Tula.
I mean, obviously she was Nibala before.
Rashi sounds like it's just a matter of whether we believe the Edim or not. This just says it's the Shatva. You should have realized that it's the Shatva.
Yeah.
He's one of the Edim. He was at the Chuppah.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Okay. Could be in that case. She would lose it too. Okay. That's the same as Kitcha B'cheskas Psula and Emsa Bula. Because he thought he knew on his own. He didn't need the Edim yet. You have to come on to Edim and say, this is not called Edim. Okay. Good. Let's see the next Mishnah. During Arison, he's eating by the in-laws, and then he's eating with the girl alone, and they're allowing that to be misyached. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlekes b'paskan arusa is asur labayla midirabbanon. So there's a machlekes. There's a din. The Gemara says David HaMelech was goes a yichud pinuya, yichud with an eshes ish. The Gemara presents in the end of kiddushin, the sugis of yichud, the very end of Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara presents it as if Yichud with an Eishes Ish, with Arayas, is an Issa Deraisa. Yichud with your mother, with your grandmother, that's Mutter, because we assume there's no Yetzirah there, very little Yetzirah. But Yichud with an Eishes Ish, the simple reading in the Gemara, that's a Deraisa. The Rambam has understood the Gemara meant that it's only an Asmachtim and the Rabbanon, but most of the Rishonim understood the Gemara literally, that Yichud with Arayas is a real Din Deraisa. But Yichud with a Pnuya, that's only the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, David goes Ralein. What about Yichud with a Nida? Today, the single girl is a Nida. So the Nida is an Issa Kores, but that's we discussed. Whether Nida is called Gili Arayas or not. So it could be maybe, if one should assume, like Machlek is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rama. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Nida Labaila is not called Gili Arayas, but Arayah the Kedushan Atopsin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So even though there's an Issa Kores, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that's not called Gili Arayas, the women say Yehareg Bal Yavam. And the Rambam and the Ramban seems to say Beverish, seem both to say Beverish, that Nida is called Gili Arayas. Nida is clearly an exception to the rule. Normally, when you have Gili Arayas, so the Vlad is a Mamzer, and it's in Kiddushin Tovsin. So by Nida there's Kores, and Kiddushin are Tovsin with Nida, even if she didn't go to Mikveh, and the Vlad ben Anida is not a Mamzer. So clearly an exception to some rule or another. So Rabbeinu Tam holds it, a description to the rule, that despite the fact that there's an Issa Kores, it's not called Gili Arayas. And the Rama holds, no, it is Gili Arayas, and Kiddushin HaTovsin, that's the exception to the rule. Despite the fact that it is Gili Arayas, and do say Yoreg Bal Yavar, the Kiddushin HaTovsin, the Vlad is not a Mamsa. So that we know. So over here, Yichud with Arayas is an Issa Deraisa. Yichud with a Pnuya Nido, that would be a question. Do you need David HaMelech to be Goyz or Aleim? Or do you say no? Yichud with an Edis, Yichud Arayis. That will be an Issa Deraisa. So let's say, Bizman David HaMelech, everybody went to Mikveh. The single girls all had to go to Mikveh. People were eating Truma, people were eating Karbonis. So everybody had to know whether they're Tomei or Tomei, Tomei or Torah. Today, the only relevance of going to Mikveh is Yimuta Levaila. It's only married women go to Mikveh. So let's say in the days of David HaMelech, David HaMelech was going to Yichud Penuya. The Penuya is going to be a Tahira. Okay. So David was going to Yichud Penuya. Because she's Asura. Pana Abala Penuya is Anissa. So that's a Shaila. What about Oris Varusasa? So that's two of Machlekes HaRishanim. Is there Anissa Yichud Anna? Discussion Ebenezer. Oris is also Varusasa. So do you say that that's included in the Issa Yichud Penuya? Because there's not enough issues to be Mata Midir Abanme. And after there is enough issues to be Mata Levayla. She's Arusa is only Asura Midir Abanme. So should I say that Oris Varvasas are not allowed to have Biyah, but they're allowed to have Yichud together? But he's saying, no, it's also to have Yichud. So that's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So in Eretz Yehuda, their practice would be they would allow the Chasam Kala to spend time together. They would even have the practice. Sometimes he would be Bala, obviously. She went to mikveh. They all used to. It was Manatanayim. They all went to mikveh. So then, if that's the practice that he was Echaleitz and Ubiyudhuda, Shaloi B'Eidim, so then later on, after he's going to get married, and it's going to happen, the next day he's going to come to Bezdin, he's going to say Pesach Pesuch Metzosi, wants to be Mapsidar, the Masayim Zuz. The Zayna Neman to be Mapsidar, she'll say, you were Baalai during Erisin. Zaken Abatayin, I wasn't Baalechel. If he's going to come and say Pesach Pesuch Metzosi, with Shaila of Shaila and Abshe Chaticha di Sura, let's say we had the Gemara. If he's a Kohen, so there's only one suffix, whether Tachtov or Reina Tachtov. If it's a Yisrael, there'll only be one suffix, at Kitsho, Chusin, Bashal, and Shana, V'yamechad. You can't say Eina Tachtov, because she's now Pesach Pasuah. But if it's a Yisrael, he marries an older girl, and there was a long pause in between Eris and Nisuin. The Gemara said, you have a Svek Sveke, regarding the Pesach Pasuah, to Shavi Anafshi, to Asa Levailam. So just because he was misyachid with her Be'eretz Yehuda, but he knows he wasn't Baal Leho. He knows he wasn't Baal Leho. So then the Gemara said earlier, what do you mean Be'eretz Yehuda? There's no Tainus Pesulim. If he's a V, what? If he knows Bavada he was not Baal Leho, then he's not going to have a Svek Sveke. Then it will be Shavi Anashe Chaticha Dizur. So the Mishnah says Be'eretz Yehuda, if there was Echel the base chom of shaloi b'edim, any yokalitim tainus pesulim means he can't be mafsidah the ksuba masayim, because she'll say you were baalai. It's not going to help. He's going to say I know it's not true, because the minig was that there used to be baalai. So the mishnah goes. The Gemara said before the mishnah goes, any yokalitim tainus pesulim means vis-a-vis to be mafsidah the ksuba masayim. Doesn't go vis-a-vis the shavian afshi. If he knows that he wasn't baalai, then it will be a shavian afshi. If it'll be chad sveik, it will be a sveik sveik. That was the Gemara before. So why does it write the Lashon Hoichel? We always thought that in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted this din the Rabban. But it doesn't say like that. It sounds, Hoichel, some of them ate Shalabi Edim, some of them didn't. Some of them, they would allow them to be Mishiach, and some of them not. Mini Katani from the Lashon HaMishnah. Hoichel, if that's what happened, Nechalal the inference says, Dika Duch to Yehuda Nami Deloyachel. I'm like, that's right. Shmami Yehuda Nami. The Kamis Mekamis Yesh. Not that all of Eretz Yehuda never accepted this din the Rabbanon. It was never accepted there. Most of the places they did accept it. And some locations in Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted it. Until later generation. It takes a long time. After many generations, then it was accepted all over.
Just the answer that it was individual, but some people did and some people didn't. Even there, it was
many
in some places.
Yeah. Maybe individuals, maybe Mekamis, yeah. Could be means individuals, could be mekaymos. Before it was fully accepted, after a couple of generations, then it was fully accepted. So the Gemara says, originally it was mekaymos, mekaymos, yesh. And the Gemara says, so the Gemara kiditanya, we have a beferish of Brisa, that it wasn't always the case that in Eretz Yehuda were always misyachid. So the Brisa says like that, Amar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda and Eretz Yehuda, there are three areas in Eretz Yehuda, Golan and Eber Yard. Eretz Yehuda was a whole section. Yehuda Barishana Hayu Miyachtim Esalchasim Esakala Shachas Kanekni Sosam Chupish Teik Kideshei Liba Gazbo, and sometimes it would be Bohaleo then. Ubegolel they never did that. In Golel they accepted the din the Rabbanon, Shoy, to the Lohayu Oisim Kain, that before Nisun they wouldn't be Miyachit at all. Then Barishana Hayu Malbinim Lehem Shteik. If all of Eretz Yehuda, the practice was there would always be Miyachit, the Chosin and the Kala, and there would be a possibility that it would be Baal Leho, and then the Mele can't have any Tainus Pesulim later on. That's how the Mishnah says, So what are they going to have? The next line in the Braisa doesn't reach today. Be Yehuda Barishoina, an earlier generation. They shouldn't fool each other. Maybe the girl was already nivala. So how she's going to get away with this? He's going to see there's no dam sulam. So she's going to bring in a sheet, put a sheet on the bed that's full of blood stains. So she will be a psula, and there will be dam sulam on the sheet. And he's going to switch it. He's going to be a wise guy. He's going to switch it. Come the next day with a sheet that has no blood stain. He's going to say that the pesel pasof matzasi, and there was no dam. So they used to have shnei shishbinim echad la echad la to make sure that the chassan shouldn't fool the kala. Kala shouldn't fool the chassan. Yeah, but if you're talking about Eretz Yehuda, where they're miyachdim the chassan the kala together is ball out, so there isn't tainus psulim anyway. So you see that the second line in the brisa is another area in Eretz Yehuda, and Golol they didn't do either. Golol they weren't miyachdim before, and they didn't have the shishbinim echad la echad la. But in Eretz Yehuda, some places there would be miyachdim before the chuppah, so there wouldn't be a tainus psulim. You can't be mafsid or the ksubah. She'll say you were boa lying when we had the yichud before. And then in the other mekaymus in Eretz Yehuda, they were not miyachdim before, and they would dafke have the shishbinim echadla vechadla, to make sure that they don't fool each other. No one tricks the other. The god lo hayosin came. Then the Yehuda, they had a practice. You see, we live in, we're all spoiled, we live in homes where there are many bedrooms. So the parents sleep in one bedroom, and the boys sleep in one bed, and the girls sleep in a different bed, and the guests sleep in a different bedroom. Years ago in Europe, the whole house was one room. So the parents slept in the same room, and the children and the guests, and everybody was in the same room. Everybody slept in it, and the same room was the dining room, and the living room, and the kitchen, and the bedroom, and everybody slept in the same room. So it's not such a strange thing. By us, it sounds crazy. But in the days of in Europe years ago, it wasn't so crazy. So that's the third chilufim and hogim shebein eretz Yehuda leeretz Gol. That the Yehuda parishayna yishishbinim yishenim the baishah chasam ekala sheni ba. They would sleep in the same bedroom where the chasam kala would have the beer rishayna. The lights would be out, and they'd wait to make sure everyone would be sleeping. But they'd be in the same room to make sure that no one pulls the fast one on the other one. And in Golol, they never did like that. So you see that there were Kamis and Chamas Yesh. Not all of Eretz, not everybody in Eretz Yehuda would be Miyachad before. Some of them would not be Miyachad before. And they would have these ways to ensure that neither is fooling the other. Chas and Kala are not tricking each other. So then the Gemara tries to make sense of the last line in the Braisa. The last line is koshala no kiminigazeh and yochalitim tainus psulim. If you didn't do that, then there's no tainus psulim. I want to know, hey, the last line of the braisa, what does it refer back to? E lema. If you should say goes on the ratio and the first line in the braisa, how did the Tosefta begin the first line? Am Rab Yehuda be Yehuda, but there it's Yehuda. But Rishana hayu miyachdim esachasa esachala shachas kaidim knisasam lechupe, and then it says. Kol shel noag, how does it say in the last line? The kol shel noag k'minig hazeh. If you didn't do that, any yochalitim tainus psulim. Should say faker. Kol shel noag k'minig hazeh. If they were miyach the chas and kala, then you can't have a tainus psulim later to be masada the ksuba. She'll say you were ba'alai. What do you want? You were ba'alai when we had the yichud before the chuppah. So the brisa should read faker. That's what the Gemara asked her. Hey. What part of the braisa does the last line refer back to? Nahamon. The Gemara asks, hey. Ilema, if you should say Aresha on the first line, you should say Farket Kosha Nog Minagazeh Meboile. Ela must go a Seifa. Kosha Lo Ishmeish. What's on the Seifa? They used to have Chas and Kala, each one had a Shushbin to make sure that they're not fooling each other. So then how do you conclude the braisa? The Kol. If you didn't do that, kol shaloi nohag k'minig hazeh ein yochalitim tainus psulim. The Gemara says, elo ha-sefer goes on the sefer with the shishbinim. What does that kol shaloi nohag? You should say kol shalom mishmesh meboile. If mishmesh if they had the shishbin from the Chasam Kala there, so then no one succeeded in fooling anybody. So the last line should have been Kol Shaloi Mishmesh, and the Yochel Litten Tainus Psulim. If Mishmesh, then if they had the each one had a shishbin, then there will be a Tainus Psulim. So that also doesn't read straight. The Gemara tries to touch up the Brisa until it makes sense. Yeah, something has to give. Either goes on the ratio, goes on the safety, you have to correct something. Sure. Okay. Basement doch, we know what the demon is. Okay. What's the next Mishnah? Achas almonis yisov, achas almonis kohanim. Doesn't matter whether the girl is from a mishpachas kohuna or mishpachas yisraelim. If the girl's an almona, tzibos almona. An almona, tzibos almona. And they had a meaning in some communities, bezm shol kohanim, ha'igoyvim lepsula arba meyazuz. Instead of Masayim Zuz, if the girl is from a Mishpachas Kahuna, used to collect Arba Meizuz. They're a dinim. We mentioned there's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that's based on the Pasuk in Barchi Nafshi. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. It says about Tizach Hashem Mashiach Seifim Velmanosim Yerbotzen Yetz Yadim Lefaloi Velavadosal Yad Yarev. So the Mishnah says when the sun rises, then people go to work and they come home when the sun sets. So the Gemara says there in Bob Metzina Sechas HaPoelim, I think, that the Ikir Adin, a worker, has to work from Alos HaShachat till Tzeis HaKachav. So let's say I hire you, and I want you to do work, right? And I'm going to pay you $3,000 a week. Comes the end of the week, he worked every day, 9 to 5, and he comes and wants his $3,000. I say, but you didn't come Alos HaShachat, you didn't stay till Tzeis HaKachav. So you say you never heard of that. That by Ferish a Pasuk and Baruch Hanavshi. What does it matter you never heard? The Pasuk is supposed to work. So the Mishnah says, I'll call Kamenik Amdina. Even though the Pasuk says a full day's work means Alos HaShachat to Tzeis HaKachavim. But if the Minik Amdina is that you don't go to work on Sunday, the Minik Amdina is that you only work 9 to 5. So if the guy put in 9 to 5, and the employer who hired him says, no, but I had a mind. I'm a Talmudist. I had a mind from Alos HaShachat till Tzeis HaKachavim. So it doesn't matter what you had in mind. If the Minhag HaMedina is that people don't go to work on Sundays and they only work 9 to 5, so this Mishnah says, HaKol K'minhag HaMedina. Why is HaKol K'minhag HaMedina? The Rishami says, you see from that Mishnah that Minhag Oikar Halacha. What do you mean Minhag Oikar Halacha? The Halacha is you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Minhag is everybody talks Lashon Hara. So you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Meaning is you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. In America, many people do malacha on Shabbos. Minigayka halacha? No. Minigayka halacha means indeed imamanis. If the halacha says he's supposed to work from Alos HaShachat till Tzeis HaKachavim, and he only pay full salary if he put in a full day's work. But the minigamakam is that you don't work on Sunday, you don't work from Alos till Tzeis, you only work from 9 to 5. So minigay kalacha, because the din is masna masha kasa batar b'davish b'mamin tenoy kai. There's a machlokes hatanoim. Let's say a man marries a girl. He says he's going to the Israeli army. Says Ariya mukadesh esli, but he may get killed, and then she'll be left. She has no children. They just got married. He won't have any children. She'll need chalitza. She'll have a tircha to go get chalitza. So he says Ariya mukadesh esli ala tanai. That if I die leaving no children, you won't need chalitz. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that's the original application of the din Masa Masha Kasabatar Tanai Botla Maisikai. He said, Harbiya Mukudeshusli, they're married, and the Tanai that he made, Al Manas, him almost believe on him, you shouldn't need chalitz. That Tanai is meaningless. So what if a guy enters into a business transaction? And either he a contractual agreement, he hires workers for his business, or he delivers merchandise, he's buying, selling. A situation where he need das. I'm not talking about mazik, choyvel mazik. I'm talking about they entered into a contractual agreement. We need das adam. And he made it tonight, in case there'll be any issue, I'm entering into the business on the condition that we should follow secular law. We shouldn't follow dina hatar. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, whatever Tanai called Tanai Shem Imam, and Kayim, you can make any Tanai you want. So, Masna Masha Kasabatar B'dovah Shem Imam, is Machlek Zameh Rabbuda. Zameh Rabbuda Allah Rabbuda. So we pass like Rabbuda, that Tanai Kayim. So it's good. So now the Mishnah says, even if I never said, I hired you to be a full-time worker for me. I'm going to give you the $3,000 a week. I never said that you don't have to come in on Sunday. I never said 9 to 5 is enough. But if that's the minig amokam, so I called minig amdin, it's considered whatever's the minig is considered kilu hisnu. If it's an umdin and the muchach, nobody goes to work in America on Sunday. And no one works more than 9 to 5. So it's considered kilu hisnu. So if hisnu, then it becomes the din ha-Torah. Then it becomes the din ha-Torah. The din ha-Torah now is you have to follow the secular law. If hisnu in advance, that this agreement, this contractual agreement is going to be, we're going to follow secular law. Now the halacha says you have to follow secular law. So that's what the minig here was. The minig in certain communities was, when a girl was from Mishpachas Kahuna, so they would marry her off, they would write in the ksuba 400 Jews. Instead of writing 200 Jews for a psula, they would write 400 Jews. And then the Gemara says on the day, says, Lav Dafke Mishpachas Kahuna, Mishpachas Miyasa Shev Yisrael, would also do like that. So if that's the minig amokam, so I call it minig amdina. So the minig is considered kila hisna. So when they made the Kabbalah's Kenyan on the Ksuba, they don't have to say what. If the minig amokam is, if the girl is from Mishpachas Kuna, Mishpachas Miyachasas, it's self understood that it's 400 Zuz instead of 200 Zuz.
Is that a Snaya Ksuba or becomes Iker Ksuba?
No, it doesn't become Ike Ksuba. No, that's like on their own. That would be their Isa. The Ike Ksuba is only the Rabbanon. The Tosefta Ksuba would be their Isa. This would be their Isa. There's a Shalkanim, I gave him the Psula of the Me'azuz, but I'm Bichav Yodim Chachamim. Look, if that's the Minig Amokim, so fine. So now the Gemara has Astira, Akasha. Tana, it says in Abraisa, Valmanas Kohanim Ksubasa, Masayim, normally in Almane, who gets married is Ksubasa Mane. Here it says Abraisa, if the girl is an Almane, just like if she would have been a Psula, if she's a Mishpachas Kohuna, she gets Ksubasa Arbameyas, double. So if she's an almana, she gets double mana, she gets Masai. Frag the Gemara, but it contradicts the Mishnah. We just read the Mishnah. Achas almana, achas mana, kohanim, ksubos almana. An almana always gets 100 zuz. So how can the Brisa say almana, kohanim gets 200 zuz? The Mishnah says it's the same. Almana, kohanim is the same. And for the Gemara, they changed the takonis. At one time it was like this, then they changed it back, right? Whatever the minig amokam is, whatever the takon is, that's how much you get. Okay. Not too significant. Okay. Well, in that tomorrow, I'd like to start from the next Mishnah. That is very significant. Mishnah on your base on the days, you have to figure out what's going on here. This is real dili moments. Okay. Stop here.